I think everyone who's coming is here, and thanks for coming this morning. My name is Charlene Chassis, and I am the Staff Development Technology Trainer at Stevenson High School. Some of you may know me. For those of you who are, so let me pass out handouts if you want to take some on that side and pass them out. One out front. And the name of my session is My Friend Flicker, or My Friend Flicka. And you know, Flicka was a Saturday morning TV show when I was growing up. And it was from the 1941 children's novel from Mary O'Hara about Ken McLaughlin, the son of a Wyoming mother, and his horse Flicka. Oh wait, you didn't really want to come and hear about horses, you wanted to hear about Flicker. Actually, the session is My Friend Flicker, not My Friend Flicka, but I just kind of thought about Flicka. How many of you remember Flicka? I'm not the only one watching that horse. So the next page in the handout actually gives you the website that I'm going to reference today, and I'm going to talk about what Flicker is, how you might be using Flicker in education, some of the benefits, why you would use Flicker over some of the other photo sharing sites. There's some Flicker features and some other interesting items on the website and some how-to and other resources. So this is only a 50-minute session, so I don't have a lot of time to, we could spend a whole day just doing Flicker things, I think. How many of you already have Flicker accounts? None of you. Okay. How many of you have heard of Flicker before today? One person, two people. Okay, so this is like totally new to you. What made you come?
Because you were doing it.
Because I was doing it. Well, thank you.
So much from you.
Okay, well, besides the fact of the speaker, you know, the credentials of the speaker, what drew you to the session that thought, oh, gee, I'd like to go hear what that's all about? What was the one piece of that that drew you in? Something to do with photographs and photo albums, and you might be able to use that. Photos on the web, organizing pictures. How many of you already put digital pictures up someplace on the web? Okay, what do you use for your digital pictures, Marilyn?
You know what happens recently, but they're on the website.
When you make a website, so they go on your website. What about like photo services? Kodak? Ophoto? The Kodak Gallery, which used to be called Ophoto, and now it's Kodak. Kodak bought it. You're just using Gallery or just learning Gallery?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with Gallery.
It's open source.
Open source. Okay. Well, write that in my notes. Gallery. That'll be something we'll take a look at. And anyone else using photo sharing?
Yahoo.
Yahoo Photos. Okay. And what's the benefit of putting your spaces, your pictures into places like Kodak or Yahoo or Gallery?
You can share them and email them.
Not lose them. What else? Okay, so it's not, Gallery's not on the web?
It is, you add it to a website.
Okay.
It's like a
picture.
Like a picture frame to put around your pictures, and then it also gives you something else that you can click on to make pictures.
Okay, so there is some component that the web uses for that. So before digital cameras came out, I used to have all of my pictures developed on CD when they started doing that about 3-4 years ago. So I started putting my pictures online in Ophoto or Kodak, and I had invited my family to come in and see them. So every time we had a family event, I would put those pictures online. And that was great, and it was a nice little network that I built, you know, with my family. But as things started going along and digital pictures started becoming more easy to do because of digital cameras, different sites have started coming up. There was Shutterfly, there is Snapfish, there's Walgreens has their own. So when you go and have something developed, if anybody still uses film these days, take it to Walgreens, they'll say, do you want it on Walgreens Online or do you want it, you know, in how do you want this in digital form? So I started putting things up digitally that way just for my family. But when Flickr came along, it kind of changed the way I started thinking about my digital pictures. And before Flickr, I had done sessions, I think, on using photos in education. And how many of you are familiar with Pix for Learning?
Yes.
Okay. And so I started putting pictures out in Pix for Learning. What can you tell us about Pix for Learning that you know?
It's just easy to find anything you want. You don't have to worry about the copyright.
And who puts them there?
Educators themselves.
Right.
Someday I'd like to put a lot of mine on.
Okay, so Pix for Learning actually started what Flickr is doing now. But Pix for Learning started giving space to people to post pictures with some type of information, copyright information, who put that picture out, where was this picture taken, and that it was copyright free or it was donated to the education community. And they provided space for you to do that. So I started putting pictures and pics for learning, and I don't have very many. I have a few from Lake County Forest Preserve, so if you want to look about Lake County, you'll find some geese and ducks that I took out there and some fall colors as I started taking more and more pictures. And I thought, well, what a great way to provide images for students to be able to put into the reports and not have to worry about copyright, a safe place to search for pictures because you know it's only educators putting things up. So Flickr kind of grew. My use of Flickr kind of grew from what my experience was in Pick for Learning. You know, I can start putting pictures out that people can appreciate and that I could donate to the world. Well, one of the great things about Flickr is that it has a social, whole social component or social network that you basically, when you create a Flickr account, you can have other people be in your network. You get a space, it's owned by Yahoo. You get a space for mail, so you can communicate with other Flickr members through Flickr mail, which is private. They never know your real email address, so you can have different discussions. You can create groups and post things into groups and have photo pools. And what's nice is that as you start building your Flickr network, you find people with like interests. So you find other educators using Flickr, and you subscribe to their photos, and you start exchanging photos between, and not actually exchanging them, but making them available through your own network. Another piece that Flickr has is something called a Creative Commons licensing tag. How many of you are familiar with Creative Commons, what that is? Okay. You know about copyright. I heard that word. Someone says, oh, copyright friendly. Creative Commons is a way for you to license your work and share it in a number of ways. There's different tags that you basically license your work, and that you can say, well, I'm going to provide these pictures online, and if anyone wants to use these, they just need to credit me. They can take my pictures and change them in any way that they want. They can take my pictures and put them on their website. And there's also one called non-commercial. So all of my pictures that I put on Flickr are free for use, free for sharing, free for changing, but just don't make money on my work, so which I think is reasonable to ask. So as you put your pictures out, your pictures can be private or public, and you can assign a copyright license or a tag on these that says, now if I'm going to search for pictures, I'm going to show you some things I took in Grant's home in Galena. If I was a student looking for pictures of Grant's home, then they would go into Flickr search, and they could actually do a Creative Commons search on the creativecommons.org website and find only copyright-free or copyright-friendly images that would match that search criteria. So it's better than doing a Google image search, because you never know where you're going to end up in Google images, where Flickr is more contained. The other thing that Flickr allows you to do, which makes it really powerful, is the fact that you can assign tags to your photos. And you'll see in the handout it talks about, it's all about the tags. When you post a photo in Flickr, you can assign it a number of keywords that people can find that picture based on the keywords that you give it. Now, how many of you use a social bookmarking site like Delicious or Furl? Okay, a little bit. You're starting to get familiar with some of those things. So think about Delicious and what Delicious can do for you, where you can post bookmarks that you're interested in, other people can subscribe and look and see what you are. Think of Flickr in that same method, that you're now becoming a part of a bigger network, and that when you put something in Delicious, when you tag something, it's because it has meaning to you, and they call this folksonomy. What people think that these pictures should be. So if you do a Yahoo search, in the early days of the web, Yahoo was the one that decided, well, this was about whales, so I'll put tags like whales so people will do searching and they'll find the stuff. Well, when you put it out, you put out tags that mean something to you. So it's more done by the folks out there. The people who are the users are the ones creating the references. So this is the whole movement behind the Read Write Web, that you are now the publishers and the producers of content on the web. And as you're putting those things out that you're donating to the greater web, you can tag it in such a way that other people can find it. So when you post a picture into Flickr, you give it a tag. And if you're posting pictures about butterflies, you tag it butterfly. If it has something about the larvae of the butterfly, you could do butterfly and larvae. You can put a number of tags in your work, and that when you go out through Flickr space and start searching, you can search on the word butterfly or larvae or different pieces of that. But wait, there's more. There's even more to Flickr, because you can do the social networking where you have people that are inside of Flickr space that you collaborate with. You can search on those tags. You can provide groups and discussions. And there's also a component that came on last year in Flickr called geotagging. And some of you may be familiar with that, geocaching, or how to find places in the world where you can associate your places in Flickr, the pictures that you took, with places on a map. So here's an example. You might send your students out into the prairie out there and have them take pictures of prairie grass. And, okay, fifth grade, everybody's going out. We're going to take pictures of our grass in the prairie. We're going to put those pictures out on Flickr, and we're going to assign them a map. Now, if I go in and I want to search, I can search for prairie grass through a map, and I can find other places where prairie grass is out in the world and come up. There's a thing called World Explorer. I'm going to show it to you and show you where all the other pictures about prairie grass are out there. So how does our prairie grass now compared to the prairie grass that you see in Montana, or what about in Europe, or what about other places? So as you're putting these pictures out and you're tagging them prairie grass and then giving them a space, like a place on a map, then students can compare what you have here with what's going out there. Someone sent me an email the other day that says Flickr is blocked in their school. And so I don't know how it is in your schools, and if you know, certain sites I know that you can't get to, and so when you go back, you'll have to find out if Flickr is blocked. But there's a lot of things that have happened since Flickr came out that you don't need Flickr for, but I'm going to show you some Flickr toys that will be helpful for some things that you might want to do in your classroom, even if you can't get to Flickr. If you are blocked, I would encourage you to get familiar with the site first on your own. You know, create a Flickr account, put some pictures out there, get used to the tags, explore the network, and see if you can find value for your classroom or value for what you do as an educator. Get yourself comfortable in the space and take it to your administrators. I mean, the person that emailed me said that it was illegal in their school to have Flickr. And I said, I don't know of any legislation that names specific websites as illegal in the state of Illinois. And I would be interested in hearing, you know, where that's posted or where you can show me to that legislation. I said, most likely it's a policy that you have in your school. And even when you have board policies, it's not often certain, you know, specific websites. Maybe they say MySpace is blocked or something, you know. Pardon me? It may be just images in general. I'm not sure. So, you know, as things start to move forward, the Flickr community is you sign an acceptable use agreement. Basically, you agree to the terms. It's not to be used for adult content. They're very, very responsive. If you find a picture that you think is offensive in any way, you can tag that as offensive, and you'll get a response back. People that have pictures out there that you don't think are good, that you think are offensive, they don't know that you're tagging them offensive. And so they wrote back and said, okay, you know. So they do respond to you in 24 hours. You can put comments on. So they're building the site as you go.
They took it off then?
I can't get to it now, so I think it is off. One of the features that I'll take you through some little tour of Flickr Space and just take you through all the different pieces that they have. But what I want to show you first is a little movie that it's a Flickr movie. This was created using all of the pictures that he found that were tagged with Creative Commons, and he wrote a little song about. Jonathan Colton. Jonathan wrote this song about pictures that he found on Flickr, and there's in order of appearance every picture that you just saw that he took off of the Flickr site. So you can see there's a wide range of pictures out there, and there's a link on my website, I think, to that movie as well. So let me take you through a couple of things. Okay, here I did one on the prairie grass. You know, I was talking about prairie grass, and if I did a search in World Explorer on prairie grass, you can see that there are all of these sites across the world that have that same tag on them. And you can see that, well, gosh, where were the most prairie grass? Looks like it kind of is around Illinois or in the Midwestern states. There's a little bit of prairie grass, I guess, out in California, some up in Canada, and then some in Europe. And if you mouse over and you want to choose that and say, well, what kind of grasses that they have out there, you can look through 49 pictures in this particular area of different grasses. And this one's a really nice one, so I can go take a look at that one. And you can see that that's a prairie grass that was put out near Sprague, Nebraska, thank you, population of 146. So if you were going to compare our prairie grass to their prairie grass, you know, this is one place that you can go out and look at their prairie grass. If I think that this photographer has some pretty nice pictures, I can go and view his photo page, and that's going to take me to where he is on Flickr. And you can find that some of the other things that he has a whole set on nature, and you can start looking through his sets of pictures. And if you think that some of the things are pretty good, you can subscribe or add them to your network or go out and see And I'm going to come back and look at these later. Now, look in the bottom here. This photo belongs to the Henry Dorley Zoo and Wildlife Safari Pool. How many of you have been to the Henry Dorley Zoo in Omaha, Nebraska? He has, and you can add photos to the pool, and he has this particular picture tagged with four different tags. And you can see if I did a search on alligators, crocodiles, reptiles, or zoo, this picture would be amongst those pictures that come up. And he happens to be a pretty nice photographer. He's got some good pictures out there, so I could mark him, subscribe to him, put him in my network, and add him as one of my contacts. If I wanted to see more pictures from the zoo, this just gets to be this big greater web of things. I can go out to the Henry Dorley Zoo pool, and I can come up with, here's the whole, there's 80 members that belong to this zoo pool, and these are all the different people that have taken pictures and put them online. So if you create a pool or create a group, you could join that and you could post pictures out there and just view all the pictures on the Henry Dorley Zoo. So you could use this. And notice that the address to this website is flickr.com groups Omaha Zoo, and here's the pool. Now, if I belong to the Omaha Zoo, I'm just going to back this address out a little bit more. Oops, let's go back. I just want to get back to the group feature and show you that there is a group on Omaha Zoo. And within the group, you can have discussions. So if you join the Omaha Zoo group and there's different discussions going on, what's your favorite primate picture, what are the many faces of the desert zone, your favorite cat picture, your favorite bear photo, and people then now discuss what they're seeing at the zoo, the pictures that they've taken of the zoo. So there's different groups that you can create. If you belong to a group, and I've joined several groups now, we're inviting you now. We have an ILTCE group. So there's 19 members of a group that was just started for the Illinois Technology Conference for Educators. So if you go to the conference at the end of February, beginning of March, and take some pictures, you can join this group and post your pictures in this space. This morning I took some pictures in the conference area. You might see a couple of yourselves there. And I just posted this to the group photo pool. So there's 154 pictures that are out there. Four of them are the new ones that I just put in from this morning. So this is more of the social part of things. You can see Ella Menace is Lucy Gray. She's the one that created the group. And here are all things that have to do with ice and are sharing out there in the pool. If we have a discussion that we want to start, we can start a discussion about different things. And I don't know that we have much of a discussion. We have no topics for discussion yet. So we've created a group. We're just new at this, and we've got some pictures out there, so I've taken some today. I'm going to go home to my Flickr space and just show you some of the things that you can do. Now, this is totally free. The limits that you have is how much bandwidth. You only get so much bandwidth per month for uploading pictures. And the bigger the picture that you upload, the more bandwidth you take to do that. You can buy a pro account for about $20 a year. I still have yet not bought a pro account because for my limited space of this, I'm fine with the limited bandwidth. When you first go to your Flickr space, every time that you come in, it gives you a different greeting. If I refresh this page, it'll go from salute to something else. Now it says shalom. So every time you get there, you get a different, like, welcome greeting. So it is very friendly. If I wanted to upload pictures and I want to put pictures uploading, it's a simple, I can click on the upload function and I can go out. I've only used 2% of my upload capacity for this calendar month, and you have a limit of 100 megabytes. I put up 22 pictures in the first session this morning when I was listening to Vinny talk. So I can go out, and here's my nice mini conference pictures that I took this morning. And I didn't put this, I did put that one up. What was the one I haven't done yet? You can look through and decide which of these pictures I want to upload. That's the one I haven't put up yet. So I'm going to choose this picture. And I can go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and I can add a tag for the pictures that I'm uploading. So I'm going to put a tag in for NICE, and I'm going to put a tag for ILTCE, so that anybody searching for NICE will find the pictures now that I've uploaded that have NICE as the tag. If I want to make them private, visible to friends and family, or public, I haven't made anything private. Everything I have is public because I use other spaces for my private stuff. That's the OPhoto stuff for my family. So now I'm just going to upload this. And it says leave that there while the window uploads. When the picture comes up, you have some more options of what you can do with this picture, and that's where I can add it to a group. I can give it to, I can put it into a photo pool. I can add notes to the picture, and this is kind of a cool feature. So here I have this picture. I can add a title and description, so I will put in here the NICE mini conference. I can spell. And if I wanted to put a description, I could do that too, but I'm just going to save that picture. Bless you. So I have 168 photos out there. And if I wanted to add a description, I could again click in there and do that. If I bring this picture up, it's going to come into a separate window, and you have some more tools across the top if you can see that. I can add a note, I can send it to a group, add it to a set, I can blog it, I can show all the different sizes, I could order prints if I wanted to, and I can do some rotating and deleting. So I'm going to add this to the ICE group, so I'm going to send it to the group. As soon as I click that, I'll choose the ILTCE group. And now that will be part of that group on that photo pool that you saw, the 154 pictures. So we'll now we'll have, click on OK to that. So now if I wanted to add a note for this picture, and this is kind of a neat feature, I can say add a note, and I can put join ICE today. Save that. Oh, I made a mistake. We'll fix that in a minute.
Can you fix it?
Mm-hmm. Remember, I can always delete. Now, what's neat about the note is that the note, you can put over certain things, and you can stretch. Let's fix that there. And save it. So that when people come and visit this picture, they'll say, this picture has notes. And when you mouse over the picture, those notes kind of appear. Now, I've seen this happen, or I've seen this being used in, if you want to identify certain things, people in a picture, if you want to identify certain, like say you were doing the dissection of a frog, and you put a picture of the frog, and you want to label all the parts of that frog, you can do it with notes. And as you hover your mouse over the different parts of the frog, the note will tell you what that piece of that frog is, or a fish, or, you know, whatever it is that you want. So now if I mouse over here, it says join ICE today. So if I went back into that group space, and we'll take it out of the editing mode and go back into my ILTCE group. Here's a new picture from me. Again, it just takes me back. Now I'm viewing it as the group. And because I'm at the editing mode and I'm logged in, but it says, this photo has notes. Move your mouse over the photo to see them. I don't know where they are until I move my mouse, and then I see the outlines. And then when I mouse over the outline, I get this little join ICE today. So all the pictures you put out there can be annotated in a way that if you have students collectively doing a project, you can put those pieces together and then notate them. If you can get to Flickr on your at your schools, so hopefully you can be able to do that. So that's one of the things that you can do with pictures that you put out there. As a free user, you get three sets. And basically, if I go to my photos, you'll see that on the right-hand side of my photos, I have sets, and I've only used two of my sets. I did some work with Discovery Education, so that's the DEN, the Discovery Educator Network. That's one set. And my other set is I start traveling and taking pictures of things that I think would be interesting. I just put them in a set called Cities in the United States.
And you can put as many in there?
You can put as many as you want in the set, but you, as a free user, you only get three sets. So I started doing, like, a Philadelphia set, and then I did a California set, but I thought, well, that doesn't make sense because I only get three. So now they're all in one set called Cities in the United States, and I've got Anaheim, Philadelphia, Galena, Illinois, Austin, Texas, San Diego, and St. Louis, Missouri, which is all the places I've been in the last several years. So I can go over, and you can see in that order, here are my Anaheim pictures, here's my Philadelphia pictures, here are my Grant home pictures in Galena, Illinois, all the inside of his house. Very interesting place if you're a history buff. Austin, Texas, the Austin City Limits Music Festival, and then some San Diego pictures when I was out at NEC, and some St. Louis pictures. So, in fact, one of the pictures, this particular picture of the St. Louis Arch, someone found there was a company on the web, and I can't think of the name of the company that right now, that does a little advertising thing when you visit a city. It's like when you go into Expedia and then say more about St. Louis, and then they show you different pictures. And they contacted me through my Flickr space that said, we like your picture of the arch. We want to put it in our little online brochure. May we have your permission to do that? Well, I already have the Creative Commons license on there that says, go ahead, you just can't make money off of it. So I think that's why they asked, because maybe, I don't know if they're making money off it or not. But if you ever get to that space, you'll see this picture, because it was one that I took in St. Louis. So I thought that, you know, this is my contribution to the education community. Not that it's all educators that go out there, but if you're looking for things on St. Louis, and if you're traveling, use Flickr to look at pictures that just the common folk have taken. You know, people like you and me, that some of them are good, some of them aren't so good, but it's a way to find pictures. Yes?
Are you going to show us how you can use that photo, like if say you're doing, if the kids are doing a slideshow or a presentation or whatever on different cities in the United States, and they go to your site to see the arch for St. Louis, can they then use that photo, like download it?
And they can just right-click or control-click to save it to the desktop or copy it. And notice here it also says all sizes. So this is like the one preview site. Always click on the all sizes and you'll get a choice of bigger, bigger, best, or bigger, 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 whatever. So here is, I can see it as a square, a thumbnail, small, medium, or large. This is like a full-size image. And here are my Creative Commons tag. It's attribution, that's the buy tag. Give me credit if you're going to use that. You can't make money of it. And you can't use it for commercial, or share alike means that if you use it, other people, you have to make it available in the same way that I made it available to you. So share alike license means if I give it to you, then that means you have to pass it on to someone else. You can't just claim it as your own. So all of my pictures, my settings in Flickr says anything I put up has this type of Creative Commons tag. And if you want more information about Creative Commons, go click on this Some Rights Reserved, and it'll take you to that Creative Commons website and show you that. So at this point, I could control-click if I'm on the Mac, right-click if I'm on the PC, copy the image, download the image to the desktop, and then put it into your, and you know how to do that, right? I don't need to show you that. So
how would you give credit? We would have our kids put it right below the picture, the credit.
Mm-hmm.
How would you do that then?
You would just copy the address at the top.
Is that all?
Like you saw in the movie,
yeah,
he put all the addresses going by?
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, that would be fine. The other thing, okay, what about the fact that I want to see this on the map? This was taken in St. Louis County, Missouri, right? So I can click in Flickr space on the map and find where exactly was that taken. And it brings up a map that I can zoom in or zoom out on that map and find where the St. Louis Arch is if I'm interested in that picture. So I'm going to just zoom in a little bit. And you'll be able to see the river as I get closer. And that's where that St. Louis Arch picture is taken. So the fact that you can, you know, associate pictures with places and get a space for where things are in the world and what things look like in different parts of the world, I think is phenomenal piece of Flickr that you don't get in Ophoto or you get in Snapfish or Shutterfly, Snapfish, those types of places. Another kind of a neat feature that's newer is the fact that I took this picture with an Nikon E4600. Every picture that you take digitally has a digital stamp in the picture. I don't know if you knew about that. So when you upload these pictures, there's metadata. There's metadata in your picture that is encoded into the actual code of your picture. So the Flickr space knows that this picture was taken with this Nikon E4600. So if I go and click on that, I can see, well, how popular is this camera? What other kind of pictures does this camera take? So if you're looking for a camera and if you're coming to my digital workshop at ICE, I'm going to do an all-day workshop, and Flickr is going to be part of that, and we're going to look at different camera models and say, well, I'm looking at a certain type of camera. Well, you can go out in Flickr space and search, and what kind of pictures are posted with that camera. Now, this has gone down in popularity because there's probably a newer model like the 5600 or the 6600 out now, and so you can see in this year, it's really dropped down in its usage. But today, there were 178 users that uploaded pictures, and it's ranked number 7 out of 71 other Nikon cameras. So just looking at, you know, what something about the metadata, they're taking that data and aggregating it in a way that it makes sense that you can say, oh, is this a really good picture taker? So I don't know what kind of cameras you have, but you can explore. And now I just want to see, well, where are some interesting photos that were taken with that? Portraits, let me see some night pictures, some landscape photos, and that all depends on how people have tagged those pictures. And I could explore other pictures that were taken with that exact camera. Now, this is the place where you have to be careful because you don't know where you're going to end up in the space of a Flickr. You know, you didn't do a search on butterflies or you didn't do a search on icebergs or panda bears or whatever. You're just getting every user that's out there. So this is the part where, as educators, we need to teach our students the proper way to do searches and, you know, you don't just get lost on the Internet. And I think that Flickr is a pretty safe space for students, but I'm not saying that it's bulletproof. You know, there are going to be some places out there that if they search for a body part, they may find it. You know, I'm not really sure that would happen. You have to know your students. So that's kind of a neat feature that Flickr can do as well.
Okay, but anyone can take a picture of a child and put it up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I took a picture of a bunch of people at the conference, and they're out there. So whether you know it or not, you're on a website someplace right now, and that could be a good thing or a bad thing. Okay, so that's all about contacts. Let me take a look at the contacts. These are people that I have found interesting pictures, but most of them are educators that are putting pictures out there. So you can see recent pictures from people like Tim Lauer. And Jim Hyde is a wonderful author of a great book called iLife in the Classroom, or iLife, the Macintosh iLife in the Classroom pieces were written by someone else. But I subscribed to his picture, and he just got his own license plate that says Flickr, which he's very proud of. But he does, if you go to his website, there's some great tutorials out there, great, great writer. Steve Dembo, some of you saw him this morning. Here's a picture. He's his Teach 42. There's pictures of his new baby. He came in this morning with his new baby. Different people that I subscribe to, and you can see the pictures that they're putting up. Kathy Schrock, how many know that name?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she's a Flickr user. You can go out and see her stuff. And these are just recent photos that were, they're just showing one photo per person from my contacts. Will Richardson, how many of you knew Will Richardson? Have heard of him? He's the guy that wrote blogs. Tim Wilson is another educator that I know. Let's see. Speaking of history, Eric Langhorst, that does some great podcasting out west. I met him over the summer at the Den Workshop. Joe Brennan, how many went to Joe Brennan's place this morning? He's got a Flickr account. These are pictures from him. Kristen Ferdek used to be with Discovery Education, but she was one of the ones that they let go. But say we want to go out and look at the types of things that Joe Brennan is putting out there. I could look at Joe Brennan's photos. Joe Brennan has a pro account, and he also has some Lincoln Steps, some educational type pieces, Tubman Corner, Lincoln Memorial, some great things on the wall, and then he's got some personal ones out as well. So once you start building your network, and when you find someone, if you go to their profile, you can learn about them if they put information on their profile, and if it's not someone that's in your network already, at this point you would say, add Joe to my network. And I can see other people that Joe is in contact with. So he has this M. Lovelace person that's part of his contacts, and he belongs to a group called DEN, Regional Institute 06, which is a group that he created. So, and he's male and he's taken. And if I wanted to send a Flickr mail, and this is what's kind of a nice way, I can send information to Joe that's outside of my regular mail account. So basically it sends from Charlene to Joe, looking good. Hi, Joe. We looked at your pictures today. Nice Washington shots.
Spell check, too?
That's part of Mac.
All right.
So if you're, like, if I put in two T's, because it's a Mac, it automatically underlines it. I could control click and then fix that, and that really should be pictures. And that's a Safari feature, and it's on the new Firefox 2.0. So if you're a Mac user, get Firefox 2.0. The spell check's built into there as well. So I'm just going to send this. And when I send that message, if you look up here, you get I'm signed in, and then there's a little mailbox that'll come up. It'll say you have one new message. You have Flickr mail. So you can communicate with your contacts that way, too. So it's truly a social site for sharing images, but it's more than that. It has a place that... And as people put you on their contacts list, and you get little mail back with them. Okay, explore. We went through the home, the contacts. Flickr Labs have been hard at work creating a way to show you some of the most awesome pictures on Flickr. We call it interestingness, and you can jump through the different months and see what was interesting. But I want to take you and show you some of the other things that you can do outside of Flickr, but the Flickr has gotten to, and I'm going to go to the Flickr presentation page, which you have in your packet, and show you where to link off to some of these things. So you know what Flickr is. There's an encyclopedia or a Wikipedia entry explaining what Flickr is. It's all about the tags. For those of you that are using Delicious, as I find things that relate to Flickr, I have a Delicious tag called Flickr, so you could visit my Delicious account and see what other things I found in Flickr. If you want to search for Creative Commons copyright friendly, you could go right to the Creative Commons Flickr search. You can consider starting or joining a Flickr group, such as the Illinois Technology Conference for Educators Flickr group. So there's our group. Please join that. We'd love to have you in there. Lucy Gray has assembled a list of Flickr groups in her Friday blog for teachers. You might want to go there. The geotagging, that's that new piece that's come out with the adding geographical identification metadata. So not only can I put it on a map, but I can actually put the X and Y coordinates, the longitude and latitudinal points. So if you're teaching that to your students, they could do that. The World Explorer, that's where I did that search that showed you prairie grass. and show me all the places in the world where that tag shows up under prairie grass. A bookmarklet to map your Flickr photos. This is something that you can drag up to your bookmarks bar, and then it helps you put them on the map a little easier. And then the Flickr toys. I want to take you to the Flickr toys. The Flickr toys has some of the things out there that you can use. It's big, huge labs. Now, you don't have to be a Flickr user to use the Flickr toys. And this is what's pretty cool, because you can just work with any type of digital images that you already have. So what are your choices for Flickr toys? You can use something called the Warholizer, a Hockeyanizer, the Motivator, a magazine cover, a CD cover maker, a mosaic maker, a calendar, a trading card maker, a badge maker, a framer, movie poster, captioner, billboard, stream, random photo browser, photo fortune, slideshow, photo wall, and then the top 100 cameras. What are those? You know, I showed you that camera piece. What are the top 100 cameras that are out there being used in Flickr space right now? So I'm going to go back and show you just two examples that I've done, and we'll be able to do a little bit more. The slideshow example, again, you could grab pictures that are digital pictures already on your computer. You don't have to have them in Flickr space. But this is a slideshow that I used with the Flickr toys, looking at those pictures in Grant's home that I put together in the slideshow. And it's a very easy, it was very easy for me to do. It took all of about maybe 2 minutes to pick six pictures, and I can play the slideshow. And it just goes, there's an old picture of that was on the wall, what it used to look like when he lived there. The day I was there was Saturday, August 12th. That was the Julia Dent Grant Civil War encampment. These are some pictures inside. And you can see the tag information that I have in Flickr shows up over here. That's the dining room. This was in the kitchen. So as I put descriptions in my Flickr account, if I choose to use the Flickr stuff, it just pulls all that information out of my Flickr site. So it says Galena is where you'll find Grant's home. On August 18th, 1865, Galena celebrated the return of a Civil War hero, General Ulysses Grant, following a jubilant procession with much flag waving and speeches, so on and so forth. And I just pulled this right off their website. So you could go to the website here. It makes a hot link, and you can go visit more about Grant's home. So this was using that Flickr toy slideshow, putting together a slideshow with pictures that were already in my Flickr. Another thing that I like that I think is a lot of fun is something called the Motivator. And what the Motivator will do is it'll allow you to take any digital picture and upload it and put some motivational type text underneath it. Now, this is a picture I took of a plane landing, I think it was DuPage Airport, at sunset. And I created this little motivational poster called Arrival, that every journey ends with an arrival. And I showed this to some of the teachers at our school, and I just brought some examples about what the teacher started doing with the Motivator, where she started creating awards for her students, and at the end of each semester, taking digital pictures of their students, and this is, she puts her name in there. This is Chris, supportive to peers in December 2006. Elizabeth was supportive to peers. So this is a motivational poster she made. She gave these out to the students so that they could take these home. Here's another one. This is free. Yeah, it's all totally free. I don't do anything unless it's free. Richard Pinkney, these are pictures Sharon's won a digital camera at one of the nice meetings about, 6 months ago or something, and she's gone crazy with it. She is like, she's taking pictures of her students working, she's emailing pictures home to the parents, look at your son, he's doing his work today. One of the Flickr toys, I'm serious, I kid you not, one of the Flickr toys you can make trading cards. So here's Aaron, and on his trading card it says, effort and determination pay off. Aaron finally puts his nose to the grindstone and increases his effort. His grades go up, and he's on his way to great things. Congratulations, Aaron. Made those with the Flickr toys, sent them out to the students. Besides that, you can put yourself on a billboard, out in Times Square. You can put yourself in all sorts of situations all through these Flickr toys. So I have a few minutes. I'm going to go and show you how to do one of those. Go ahead and pass that around if you'd like. And so Sharon was nice enough to share those with us, so thanks to Sharon. So say we wanted to do, should we do a Motivator magazine cover? What do you think?
Trading card.
Okay, we'll do a trading card maker. Okay, now I'm going to upload a picture from my computer, or will I go to Flickr? I'm going to take one just from my computer just to show you how easy this could be, so you don't have to be a Flickr user. And we'll go back and take this wonderful picture that we uploaded a moment ago. And what color should we make that? I think we'll go with water. We'll kind of keep it centered. And what are the following things we're going to put on the We'll just put join ice today. What else can we put on our trading card? Anything about description? What will we put in description? Okay. We can choose up to 7 icons, and those get posted up here depending upon what you want them to be. So we could choose kind of a yin-yang symbol. It kind of gives you good karma. There's a little heart. Let's see. A little compass gives you good direction. Gives you a little thumbs up here. And a happy face. We'll just do those, and we'll create the card. So you don't have to be a Flickr user to use these, but if you have these pictures already uploaded in Flickr, you can go out to your Flickr account to get them. So I like the fact that, you know, because of Flickr, these toys have come up. You are a clever one, aren't you? So here is Join ICE Today. It's a great organization for educators. Everyone should be a member of ICE. And at this point, then, I would download it. You know, I can control-click that picture and just save it to my desktop. And so now I have a copy of that I could now print full-size, as you see going around, a trading card. I did make one, and you saw it up there a minute ago. Let me go back to Firefox. I jump back and forth. This was my niece. I had made a trading card because she was fighting a fierce battle. But I thought her disposition and her demeanor all the way through this fight has just been phenomenal. And so I made a little motivational, she was my hero of the week, and put that in my Flickr site. So that's something that you can do. So when you do have it finished, then you can put them in your Flickr site too, which I think is kind of fun.
Charlene?
Yes.
I only got launched with the 3 or 4 buttons. Why are those there?
I think it has something to do with trading cards. And since I'm not a trading card person, you don't have to put those little symbols, but I think they mean something. I think you can mean them to whatever that you want them to be. You know, I would think that they would just be different symbols that would promote the cause. And, you know, they probably would know. And so I put the little, like, ribbon because it, like, the pink ribbon for cancer, I put that out there. I put the little cross because it was more of a religious kind of a thing, and a little thumbs up, like, way to go. So I think these are just symbols that you can add to the trading card that make it mean a little bit more to the students. But, you know, I'm an old lady now, so I'm not really sure.
Would you just bookmark?
You would go to the Flickr Toys, the big, huge labs, yep.
And you could put that on any computer? No?
Any computer. It's web-based.
Digital.
Any
computer.
Right. Which you just saw me, that picture was on my desktop. I just said, use one from my computer and put it in this little...
And I'm thinking for their comments, they could just do something about themselves.
They could. They could do anything. They can make them for each other.
Yeah. Or they could make them for somebody at home. I mean, you know, somebody else, too.
Another one, I know we've just got a few more. Here's all the difference. So that was motivational poster, magazine cover, the photo mosaic, the comic book. You can take images and put little bubbles on there. BigHugeLabs.com/Flickr. And it's all part of Flickr Toys, and you can see there's, I wonder who's wearing these earmuffs. What can I do with that? Earmuffs. So here are all the different toys you can do. Trading card, badge maker. There was a question?
What's a mosaic?
Mosaic, it looks like it just makes a mosaic of your photos, just a random kind of mosaic. Slideshow, you saw the slideshow. I did the Grand Home one. The movie poster's kind of fun. The magazine cover's a fun thing to do for your students. If your students are doing book reports, have them make a movie poster for that. You know, they made your book into a movie. What would the movie poster look like? Have them upload a picture or get a picture that would do that. Okay, last thing. I know I've got, I'm over time. So go back to the website. There's the camera finder, a retriever I did get to play with. But some of the how-to and other resources I did print out in your packet. So there is the how to sign up for a Flickr account, and that came from David Warlick's handout. So you have the Flickr basics for that. Just some ideas from David Jakes on using Flickr in the classroom. That came from his website, which is also on that link. And here's some students' thought in the subject of whether Flickr is appropriate for education. And so just I thought it was good commentary to take it back to your schools if you are blocked, but there's other things you can do because of Flickr, like these toys that have come out that would maybe not be blocked for you. So I'd be interested in hearing your feedback. And thank you very much. It's time for the raffle. Let's go. All right.
Thank you.